Welcome to Topic 11, Singleness, Dating Readiness, Sexual Integrity, and Remarriage Discernment. This topic asks tender questions about the future. After separation or divorce, many people wonder, will I be alone? Will I ever love again? Should I date? Could I remarry? How do I know if I am ready? These are important questions. They deserve patience, prayer, wise counsel, and honesty. One of the most important truths in this topic is this: loneliness is not the same as readiness. Loneliness is real. It may show up at night, at church, at family events, during holidays, after parenting exchanges, or when friends go home to spouses. Loneliness may feel like an ache, a fear, or a pressure to fill the empty space quickly. God does not shame loneliness. Hebrews 10 reminds believers to encourage one another and not give up gathering together. Christian community matters because we were not created to walk alone. But a dating relationship cannot safely become the only answer to loneliness. A new person cannot carry the full weight of grief, identity, emotional stability, parenting pain, financial stress, sexual longing, and future hope. That is too much weight for a relationship to carry. Readiness involves more than wanting companionship. It includes stability, self-awareness, boundaries, support, wise counsel, and the ability to move slowly. It includes the ability to hear feedback. It includes asking, am I looking for love or am I looking for rescue? Colossians 3 calls God's people to put on compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, forgiveness, and love. These qualities matter deeply in future relationships. They cannot be rushed. They are formed as we abide in Christ and practice wisdom. This course does not certify that anyone is ready to date or remarry. It does not set a universal waiting period. It does not decide biblical or denominational questions about divorce and remarriage. Those questions belong with appropriate pastoral guidance in your Christian tradition. This topic helps you discern motives, patterns, pace, boundaries, children, sexual integrity, and wise support. A faithful future relationship should not be built on panic, secrecy, rescue, pressure, or fear of being alone. It should grow from truth, patience, belonging in Christ, wise community, and integrity. Reflection question: what are you asking a future relationship to provide that may need to be brought first to Christ, community, healing, or wise support? Gentle next step. Write one sentence that begins, "When I feel lonely, one faithful support step I can take is..."